I'm gonna show you how to operate in the spirit.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios.
Hey, are you happy? If you're not, then why? If you're not, then why?
We're here to help your life be happier.
Hello, welcome to Happy Life Studios. We are so glad that you are here and joined us. Actually, maybe I should say welcome back to Happy Life Studios, because we've been gone for a month, and we tried something new. I knew I was going up to the North Woods to speak at a camp for people with disabilities, and when I'm gone, I can only focus on one thing at a time, what's in front of me. And I knew, number one, that while I was gone, I wasn't going to be able to put out a podcast. Number two, I knew I wouldn't have the internet or the equipment or to be able to put out or even the time to be able to put out a weekly podcast. But I still wanted to put something out, so we actually went live with our podcast. We did a live cast. And we had one on Facebook and did that. And you can check them out on my Facebook page if you want. I'll leave the link in the episode notes there. But facebook.com/Steve O'Hayes, S-T-E-V-O-H-A-Y-S. But I went live because, number one, I've been wanting to take and I've been wanting to expand it in different areas of online and different ways to spread this happy message. But I also wanted people to experience Camp Daniel for themselves. Camp Daniel is a life changer. And like I said, it's a camp in northern Wisconsin, really close to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, actually, where it's a camp for people with disabilities. And the people that show up to help every year, the campers that show up every year, it's a family. And we're like family. My family's like a family with them. And I spent the first half of the summer with my family up at Camp Daniel. And now I'm spending the last half of the summer with my family back here in the Great Northwest. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to bring my family with me up to Camp Daniel, but that's what I'm hoping I'm going to be able to do next year, because my family loves Camp Daniel. I love Camp Daniel, and it's so much easier if I'm going to be away for a month. If I have my family with me, I really miss them a ton. But so many cool things happen at Camp Daniel, and I just wanted to go live with that stuff because I wanted to kind of share with the rest of the world, the rest of my friends out there. Friends share what friends do, right? And friends share with friends. And I wanted to share with you guys what Camp Daniel, what it's like. And maybe you'll catch the bug. Maybe it'll help make your life a little bit happier to see some people, some of these campers have to go through so many issues. Like a lot of us have to just go through so many issues just to get ready to head out the door in the morning. Many of these campers rarely ever head out the door. And they're at a group home and they got caretakers that can only do so much. But boy, when they're at Camp Daniel and they want to go fishing, they get to go fishing. I mean, they got one-on-one care there. And but the things that they have to go through to just get ready in the day, and yet the joy and the happy and the contentment that some of these campers have, it's just something that I wanna learn from. And so I decided to go live with a podcast, and I've been wanting to do that for years anyway. So I was super excited to actually be able to go live several times while I was gone for the month. Camp Daniel, I learned a lot of cool lessons from there. I live cast those lessons, but there's many more that I learned too. And I don't want to overkill Camp Daniel. Sometimes something is so great you want to talk about all the time, and I don't want to have people get sick of Camp Daniel because it's such an amazing place. But I want to tell one story of what happened there. There's a young man there, and I'll call him David. David struggles a lot with hurting himself. He's very hard on himself, and a lot of times, you know, you think that he's angry or disappointed, but he's really angry, disappointed with himself. He's in the Special Olympics, and when he'll blow a shot or something, even one time at camp, he in basketball, he kind of blew a shot, he blew an opportunity, and he just ran his head into the wall on purpose, because that's his way of he wanted to punish himself. And that's what he would do. He would punish himself when he didn't perform at the standards that he thinks that he should perform at. Which is that much different with us? I mean, don't I punish myself when I don't perform the way I think I should perform? And I'd like to say that I don't, but I know better. And we might not hit our heads against the wall, but there's often times when we don't perform at the level that we think we should perform, we're hard on ourselves, we get discouraged, we might even get depressed, or we start treating other people poorly, or we begin to think that we're a failure, or we begin to overcompensate, or there's just so many ways. Sometimes when we don't perform at the level that we like to perform, we just we hurt ourselves. And it might not be physical, but in different ways, we do things that aren't good for us or the world that around us. And that's what David did. David ran into the wall because he blew it in the game. His counsel actually told me that he would punch himself in the face whenever he did something wrong. Whenever he would punch himself, and he wasn't just angry at people. He was angry more at himself. And I know what that's like. And it was one of the first nights the evening session was done that I spoke at, and we talked a lot about listening for God and what God wants to tell you, and how it's not hard to pray to God. We try to make it all formal, but God is there. He's listening. He made us, and he made us for a reason, because he wants to really get to know us and hang out with us and help us. And that's what he wanted to do with David this week. There was a divine appointment for David. And after the session, we always go out around the big fire pit, and we've got a Georgie stage out there. Georgie's a puppet with a disability. He's pretty sassy. He likes to interrupt my messages all the time, and he's pretty funny. He's in fact a friend on my Facebook page, Georgie Pondurans. Maybe I'll even put a post to that on there. But he's really funny. He's really cool. When I'm talking at a level or saying something that some of the campers can't understand, especially then he'll interrupt me when I'm speaking and come out, and then I realize what he's trying to do. He's trying to get me so I can re-explain what I'm saying. And so he has a stage out there, and he has a two-night show, two different nights, and every night they have talent, people out there singing and doing magic acts, and it's so cool to watch them doing their talent out there. And this night, the talent show was all finished now, and everyone was going to the cabins, but he was sitting there, and his head was down, and he looked very dejected. And the counselor went up to him, and the counselor figured that he was probably being hard on himself again, and maybe even looking for some attention, because he's done that in the past too. And I think sometimes he hurts himself for that too, to be honest with you. Or I should say he hurt in the past himself for that. We'll get to the end of the story, you'll understand what I'm talking about. What really cool happened there. But sometimes when I blow it, I want attention too. And I'm not as obvious as David might be, but there's subliminal stuff in there. There's passive aggressive in there. There's sometimes when we don't feel like we're doing a really good job, we just want to be noticed. And so this counsel went over to David, sitting with his head down at the fire pit, and said, "Are you okay? You know, what's wrong? What happened?" And he said, "No, nothing's wrong. I'm just praying." And I'm not one for having to bow your heads or close your eyes when you pray, but I think God just wants to talk with us, and I don't think we have to go through a whole bunch of... I certainly don't do it with my friends, and I know God is God, but I also know in John 15:15 that he wants to be our friend, and that's a side note. Anyway, he was praying, and the counselor said, "Really? Well, what are you praying about?" And he said, "I feel like God just told me that he loved me, and he doesn't want me to hurt myself anymore, and I need to forgive my dad." Now, I want to pause right there. I want to go back to earlier in the day, or maybe the day before. I can't remember now, but I remember talking with those two, and the counselor was telling me, "Yeah, we're kind of working on David's image of God." And I said, "Really? What do you mean?" He says, "Well, David's got this punitive image of God, and he thinks that God dislikes him, that God doesn't care about him, that God wants to hurt him." Well, if I think God wants to hurt me, why wouldn't I hurt myself? I mean, he would, like I said, he would take his fist and he would punch himself in the face. And he said, "So we're kind of working on that." And that night when he sees David around the campfire, and he says, "What are you doing?" He says, "Oh, I'm okay. I'm just praying." And he says, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, God told me not to hurt myself, and he told me that he loved me." Wow. I mean, just talk about a night and day turnaround. The council had been working with him, you know, for a day or two now on that same thing, and nothing seemed to be working. But when God speaks, it's another story. God knows what he's doing. He made us. He knows how we tick. He knows how to get into our head, into our heart. And I want to jump to it was the last night of camp, and and the camp was winding down, and he wanted to do one more thing, but it was time. He really needed to go to bed. And but he was getting angry at his counselor, because his counselor says, no, we can't go do that. We've got to go to sleep now. It's nighttime. It's bedtime, and we got to go to bed. And David pulled out his fist and put it just right close to his face, like he was just about to punch himself. But before the counselor could stop him from doing that, he was just watching. And all of a sudden, David stops for a second. He closes his eyes. He bows his head. And then the fist relaxes and he puts his hand down. And the counselor said, what just happened? And he was going to hit himself again because he was angry that the counselor wouldn't let him go. But he paused for a second. He said, I stopped and I asked God to talk to me. And God said, I don't want you to hurt yourself. And he let his hand down. Now I got a young man who used to beat himself all the time and hurt himself all the time. And now he knows what to do when that happens. And the counselor didn't guide him through that. It wasn't just a camp thing. He is learning how to change his life. And we can try that too. Because you know what? God loves us. He made us. God is trying to make us better humans. That's why he made us, to help us. And the same way that God helped David, God can help you too. You just got to ask him. Ask him to reveal himself to you. And maybe, just maybe, you'll pull that fist away from your head too. Whatever that fist may be, you'll pull that away from your head. And you'll just let God tell you what he thinks about you. And I'll tell you right now, I think you're an amazing human being. You might have had some things happen to you. You might have made some poor choices. But you are loved by God. You're an amazing person. And your life does count. So let God help, because that's what he's there for. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that helps you. Have a happy life.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Base.